Part 12, Chapter 8. Johnny, 20 miles away, saw the drone launch. It was a huge thing. The gas drone? He went ice cold. The flash of an explosion bloomed on the side of it. He knew it would be a bazooka firing. There was a team there to prevent the launching of planes. A second flash against the hull as the boom of the first one drifted faintly to them. Neither had the slightest effect upon the drone. It rose in stately massiveness to 2,000 feet as it turned. Still climbing, it headed northwest. It went by them to the east, looming in the sky. So big, it looked close, even though 2 miles away. It was ragged and patched and dented, evidences of former combat on its discolored hide. A tense Johnny clocked it at about 300 miles an hour. A battle plane had fired just behind it. Bazooka missiles hit the plane, exploded in 2 flares of light. It continued sedately on its way, following the drone. As it passed over them, he saw it was a different type of battle plane. The cyclone numbers 32 were on its side, and then the smoke logos of the cyclos. An escort? The heavy roars beat at the earth. When they had gone, Turl said,
"Why not admit it, animal? You're licked! When the cyclos counterattack from home planet, you'll already be gone. So why not toss that gun over here and we can make a deal?"
Johnny ignored him. He was carefully tracking the compass course of the drone, relating it to the afternoon sun. He watched it as long as he could as it droned away to the northeast. It was not turning further. "Be calm," he told himself. "Don't panic."
"Where's it going first?"
he said to Turl. "A battle plane could do 2,000 miles an hour. You can catch it. Be calm."
"Throw the gun over and I'll tell you all about it."
Turl's motions alarmed Patty.
"Don't believe anything he says,"
she pleaded.
"He promised us food and didn't bring it. He even made out to us 2 or 3 times that you were dead."
"You'll tell me about it, or I'll start shooting off your feet."
He aimed his gun.
"Do it! He's a nasty old brute! A devil!"
Johnny was glancing in the direction Chrissy had gone. She was taking an awful long time coming back. He couldn't leave the girls out here alone, and certainly not with Turl alive. "Be calm," he told himself. "You can catch up with it."
"All right,"
said Turl, as though resigned.
"I'll give you the places it's going."
"In proper order,"
said Johnny, raising the gun suggestively.
"You'd get a kick out of shooting me up, wouldn't you?"
"I don't get any enjoyment out of hurting things the way you—"
"That's because you're a rat-brained,"
laughed Turl. All this cyclone talk between Johnny and Turl was making Patty very nervous.
"Don't listen to him, Johnny! Just shoot him!"
she demanded, grabbing Johnny's gun arm.
"All right! Its first target is the bottom of Africa. The next is China. The next is Russia. Then it's preset to fly to Italy, and then right here."
"Good," thought Johnny. He didn't mention Scotland. It's heading over the Arctic on that course. Scotland. That's its first target. And it would be because the cyclos couldn't get up there, or thought they couldn't. "Thank you, Turl,"